From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Monday, April 29th, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
Over the past decade in power, the BJP and PM Narendra Modi have repeatedly promised Achetin. But reforms are easy to promise and extremely difficult to implement. Nandita Venkatesan and Pragya Srivastava pick one initiative a year from 2014 and examine their effectiveness, from banking to housing to GST. This detailed story has it all. I'd recommend reading the story by clicking the link in the show notes on your app to also go through all the charts prepared by Nandita and Pragya. If San Francisco is known as the Silicon Valley, India would make its backyard. Post-1990, a host of Indian companies took the opportunity to provide cheaper and in many cases better services to supplant the world's digital economy. This turned India into an information technology powerhouse in its own right. Companies such as TCS, Infosys, HCL Tech, and Wipro are multi-billion dollar enterprises that also champion the Indian stock markets. These companies recently announced their annual results, but the numbers aren't very exciting. Indian IT companies are losing out on large deals, and headcounts are dropping. While these large companies seem to be going through a moment of reckoning, mid-sized IT companies are enjoying healthy growth. Abhishek Mukherjee takes stock of the Indian IT sector, providing an important retrospective look and asking pertinent questions for these companies' futures. It's appraisal season. We asked more than 3,000 HR executives and employees what kind of year-on-year salary increments were expected. Nearly half of the respondents in the Mint Shine survey said that they expected a raise in the range of 9 to 12%. Another 25% expected to hover around 6 to 8%. Last couple of years saw widespread hiring as firms rushed to digitize their companies. But a sluggish global economy and geopolitical tensions have thawed these prospects. These numbers aren't the only way to keep employees happy, though. A lot of companies will use promotions to keep their workers happy. Devina Sen Gupta and Tanesu Kumar team up to break down the results of this survey. Hotel companies enjoyed a fruitful FY24 with record-breaking bookings and revenues. But FY25 has gotten off to a tepid start. The crucial summer season is too hot for some to step out, resulting in fewer bookings. Additionally, the election season also dampened booking numbers. Larger chains like Taj, Marriott, and Hyatt are now offering heavy discounts to lure people in these lean times. While discounts and offers are nothing new, hoteliers are gearing up for a poor summer and autumn, writes Varuni Khosla. Discounts now range anywhere between 15 to 50%. If you are planning an impromptu trip, now might be a good time. Our last story from this week is from Mint's weekend edition, Mint Lounge. We invited veteran sports writer Rohit Brijnath to interview Abhinav Bindra, India's first Olympic gold medal winner. But curiously, Bindra considers himself a failure. It's been more than a decade and a half since Bindra won a gold at the 10-meter air rifle shooting competition in Beijing. However, Bindra said as the years rolled on, his pursuit of excellence left him a little hollow, a little unbalanced. Rohit writes that while his obsession got him the coveted gold, he might have had a better chance at sustained success. But Abhinav Bindra, in 2024, is a more composed, all-round person. He advises athletes on the Olympian Mental Health Committee. He shares his wisdom with Adivasi athletes. He's also trying to devote more time towards forest conservation in Odisha. This is a fantastic profile of a man who once made a billion Indians proud, but somehow felt like he failed himself. And he's spending the rest of his life trying to make up for that. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with a fresh episode of Top of the Morning. Have a nice day.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.